Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode of Colony Drop, your favorite Gundam podcast. My name is Isaac.
And my name is Brian, and this is a podcast where we talk about anything and everything related to the Mobile Suit Gundam franchise, from the anime, to the music, to the models, to the manga, to the OVAs, to the food, to the clothes, to the music, you name it, we do it, including theatrically released movies. Or at least we try to do it, Isaac.
Oh, really? Is that a fact, Brian? Well, you're right on both counts. We cover movies, theatrical release movies, which are quite rare. You could almost say like diamonds. Actually, no, it's a bad example because nowadays we know diamonds aren't actually rare. It's a cartel that controls them. But we'll say comets. How about that? That's even better, right? Comets are beautiful. You see them in the sky. But sometimes they burn up in the atmosphere.
Sometimes they just don't quite get down to Earth, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, but Brian, what movie, as of this recording, which is May 11th in 2024, could you possibly be referring to within the Gundamverse?
Oh, Isaac. So, as you may or may not have heard, listeners, the new theatrically released film Gundam Seed Freedom came out in the United States. It made its premiere maybe a month ago, but the wider release was just this last week. You had 2 days to go. You could go on Tuesday, May 7th, and see the sub. Or you could go on Wednesday, May 8th, and see the dub. So like any Gundam podcast worth their salt, Isaac and I headed out to the theater this last week to try to watch Mobile Suit Gundam Seed Freedom in a theater, which was going to be a spectacular event, right, Isaac? I don't think we've ever seen Gundam in a theater. Both of us missed the origin showing, and Hathaway went straight to Netflix. So there really hasn't been a lot of opportunities to see Gundam in a theater.
No, listeners, as a quick recap, we started this podcast. It was a brainchild born of the pandemic. I distinctly remember we met at a Thai restaurant and we were like, you know what? Nothing's happening. The world might be ending. So we might as well begin a long overdue Gundam podcast, which is our shared anime. Boy, what would you call it?
Obsession.
Yeah, really. Man, since back in high school when we sat next to each other in history class. Yeah, that's when it all started. And decades later, oh boy, that aged us. we met at a Thai restaurant during the pandemic. And since that time, we've never seen a live action release. So this movie came around, Gundam Seed Freedom. We both have mixed kind of hopeful, optimistic feelings towards it and towards really Gundam Seed content in general. But yeah, we decided to go out and see it, Brian. And it was an interesting experience in multiple ways.
Right. And so any other Gundam influencer slash, you know, people who make content, content creators maybe is a better word. I hesitate to say that there are any Gundam influencers. I'm not sure that they have that big of an influence, but
the only influencer, if you think about it, is really Sunset. Yeah. I mean, Sunrise. Sunset. We have zero influence also. Sunrise has all the influence.
That's right. Yeah. And so to set the scene a little bit, you know, any Gundam content people right now, they're putting out their Seed Freedom reviews, Isaac. And so this show that we're recording right now was supposed to be our Seed Freedom review. And so to set the scene a little bit, Isaac, I was super excited. I don't even get to go to the movies that much because, you know, I got kids.
Oh, yeah.
But I made arrangements, which basically means asking, you know, the wife, like, hey, can I go do this? And so I wore my Amuro shirt, Isaac. I wore my Dom hat, which I've never even worn before. So that was cool. Headed to the theater. The first thing we did, Isaac, was we had to get food.
Of course.
I think we had, 35 minutes until showtime?
Exactly, yeah.
So we went, where did we go, Isaac?
We went over to the little sandwich pizza place next door, and we thought to ourselves, we'll get a pizza. And then we thought wiser, well, that'll take too long to bake. You know, God forbid the pizza takes too long, we'll get a sandwich, right? Sandwiches are quick.
Right. So we order sandwiches. Isaac ordered a meatball. I ordered a chicken parm sandwich. Those are pretty basic Italian sandwiches, Isaac. You know, right. You go to Subway, they're ready in 2 minutes, okay? Now, they're a little pre-made at Subway, but this place was making it from scratch. But still, we had 35 minutes.
Were they?
Well, So we got 35 minutes to burn. Let's cut to 30 minutes later. Those sandwiches still not arrived. So now I'm sweating, Isaac. We got to get the sandwiches and we got to get into the theater.
Right, yeah.
Before this once in a lifetime opportunity passes us by.
Oh, dear.
So they bag them up. They finally finish them with 5 minutes left to go. So we smuggle these foot-long, incredibly hot sandwiches under our arms into this theater.
Yeah. It's like holding a small, warm baby.
It was. It was very uncomfortable because it was kind of hot. And this hot sandwich under my arm is making me sweat as we go in this theater. And I'm thinking, like, what happens now, Isaac, if they catch us with these footlongs? It's going to look really embarrassing that these two, like...
two grown men smuggling in warm Italian sandwiches.
Luckily, they didn't say anything. I wonder if they had suspicions, but...
They probably didn't. The underpaid person at the front does not care, generally.
Right. We get into the theater, Isaac, and we start trying to eat these footlong sandwiches, which are just wrapped in this enigma of a paper. Like, I could not get this sandwich unwrapped.
Yeah.
But finally, when I did, Isaac, mine was just the worst chicken parm sandwich I've ever had. It was like really crispy. It was burned. You know why they took them 30 minutes, Isaac, to cook the damn thing? Because it doesn't take 30 minutes to cook chicken parm. It was burned.
They burned it. Yeah. Oh, God. And then... My meatball sub was, like, okay, but I was kind of done with it halfway through. It was, God, I can't say enough negative things about that place, which has nothing to do with Gundam, but it was a sign of things to come.
It was. So, mind you, listeners, these sandwiches were, like, $20 sandwiches, okay? Because food is expensive these days. So, this was a $20 burned foot-long chicken parm. So, I struggled to get half of it down, and then the show started. And I was enjoying it, Isaac. Like you said, Gundam Seed wasn't really our favorite show. No. Seed Destiny in particular. But it was just really cool to see Gundam in a theater.
Rewinding back a little bit, this movie opens pretty differently than other movies you've seen in theater. I haven't exactly seen a ton of anime in theater, but this opens with like a 15-question interview with the director of the movie.
Yeah.
And he's in like the merch getup. They put him in like the Letterman jacket for, you know, Omni Earth Enforcers from the Earth Alliance. I think they gave him I don't know what kind of hat he had on. Anyways, we had a slog through that. We were kind of half laughing because he's talking about like things we haven't seen yet since we haven't seen the movie. He was talking about upcoming scenes and it was kind of half a spoiler and half silly. And then some of the voice actors for the Japanese version came out on the screen and they kind of like joked and made a laugh and waved at the camera and said they hope we enjoy it. But, you know, we're obviously never going to hear from them because this is the dub viewing here in America.
Yeah, because Isaac was going, I had to ensure that we got tickets to the dub showing because, you know, Isaac is an ardent dub supporter.
I think in the theater, with all the lights and stuff, it's better to just watch the thing dubbed. But yes, then the movie began, didn't it, Brian? And it starts just swinging and, oh man, they come out swinging in this movie.
Yeah, it was a great, of the amount we saw, which we're getting to what happened here. And I think we'll probably just hold the review for when we actually see the show. But out of what we saw, I think I had 3 points. One being the animation looked pretty good, if a little bit different than we're used to seeing the seed suits move, because it was kind of the blended CG type animation. Super fun to watch, though. And the antagonist, he reminded me a little bit of Meliodas from Seven Deadly Sins. I don't know if you ever watched Seven Deadly Sins, Isaac.
No, I don't think so.
I'm sure some of our listeners have. Yeah, I don't know, Isaac. Why don't you just tell us what happened?
Well, the movie starts off with a bang, with an epic battle, and then the plot's underway. And, oh boy, there's intrigue, there's combat, there's new characters, there's new factions, there's references to old factions, the animation's pretty gripping, some parts were a little slow, and then the story's chugging along, we're getting in an interesting development in a new country, a new faction, and then the power goes out in the movie theater. Just, you couldn't see your hand in front of your face in the movie theater because of, you know, there's no outside light coming in. It was just pure black pitch darkness. Isn't that right, Brian?
That's correct. For context, there were about, I think, 13 other people in the theater with us, which means there were about 15 people there total, which isn't a lot, but at the same time, it was a Wednesday night.
Right.
Really hard to go to a Wednesday night show. So I'm sitting there in disbelief, Isaac, because I used to work at a movie theater, which I think we've discussed a little bit on past episodes. I can count on one hand the amount of times that actually happened while I worked at a movie theater for like 4-ish years. So to have it happen during the one showing of this thing that night on that particular Wednesday the odds of that are ridiculous. I was in disbelief. And I wasn't even upset because things happen. I was more just shocked that we weren't going to get to watch this show. I was hoping that it would come back on, and it did come back on. We waited. It we waited sure patiently.
Did. The power came back on. Some of the pathetic fans that didn't have faith in Gundam, they left. They left at the drop of a hat the moment the power went out. But we and the loyalists, we stayed, didn't we, Brian? We stayed in our seats. We held down, and we knew that the staff would be able to get the movie running again. And they did. And we were so excited. We cheered. The plot continued. Really? Right from it where it left off. The movie was chugging along again. It looked like they were coming up on a big battle scene. Some intrigue was about to happen. Ironically, in the movie, a bomb goes off. And the moment that happened, the power blew out again. It was like a 4D theater where like it starts getting kind of real. You know, you feel like you're there. And after that, that was it. We sat in our seats a bit longer. And then finally, we looked up at the projection area. That glass that never slides open slid open, and the projection guy up there kind of motioned that no, you guys are done, and we joined everybody in the lobby to line up and get their I'm sorry we can't run this movie theater vouchers.
Yeah, and so for context, the first outage lasted about half an hour. We had faith for half an hour, and out of the original 15, only about what, 6 of us were left, Isaac, I think?
Yeah.
5, 6,
few.
Maybe?
Yeah, less than 6.
So we were the diehards. We were the most diehard Gundam fans in California at that time. I also laughed at how the projectionist told us that it wasn't going to come back because he gave us the cutthroating motion. He was like, "It's dead, guys. Get out." And then, so we go to the lobby, right? Turns out when we get into the lobby that it was a entire block outage. I don't know how big the outage was, but it was at least as far as outside that you could see. Any sort of surrounding buildings were also affected. So this had nothing to do with theater. It wasn't the theater's fault. Poor theater staff were having a terrible day because it happened to all the theaters. It wasn't just the Gundam Theater. And when we were waiting in line for our comp pass, the power went out again. And you could see the theater manager come by. He was sweating, probably the worst day of his theater career. And then, Isaac, what was wrong with the passes that they gave us?
They were expired. They expired in January of this year. Oh, the great staff at the theater.
So we brought that up to them, and they said, "Oh, don't worry about it. It will be fine." So,
will it?
So there you go, folks. That's our review so far of Gundam Seed Freedom. We made it probably, what, a third of the way through the film, maybe?
Maybe 50 minutes top.
Tops. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it's hard to gauge because of the blackouts and also the beginning with the interview with the director. We think it was kind of 40 to 50 minutes. Hard to tell, but that's all we saw before the blackout. And it really is a tragedy because we were hoping to watch it. Give all you great listeners a review of it, and that's not quite going to happen because we didn't see the whole thing, so we can't give a review and our thoughts on the whole thing.
Yeah, so I think it's kind of pointless to give our thoughts so far on what we did see, so we're just going to hold our thoughts until we actually get to see the rest of the film, so hopefully it gets either released again or released in some form that we can see it or procure it on the high seas. Because let me be clear, we tried to watch it the right way.
I was ready to stay longer to watch it. Like, Brian and I were that invested in the story at that point. Yeah. We were enjoying ourselves. But sadly, power, and that was kind of it. And man, how does the power for a whole block go out? Like, what?
That many times? I don't know. That seems like a serious city problem.
You know what? That's just how it goes, and that's how it ended. But the moment it is available, Brian, on my sneaky streaming platform in the dark shadows of the internet, I will enjoy watching it.
I have to imagine some sort of additional release is coming soon for the U.S. If they don't plan on releasing it again in theaters, I don't see why they would hold back.
How is some fan in Japan or here not, like, just held out the camera? You know, like, I feel like there's at least one.
Probably. I'm sure there. I haven't actually checked, but I was too depressed.
Right. But that's how it ended. Until next time, listeners, we'll provide the update on Gundam Seed Freedom when we can.
Based on what we did see, I'm a little concerned, Isaac, that they may not have enough time in this left to turn that plot around to getting back to George Glenn riding in on a space whale for revenge, that as we fully expect this movie to turn out. So
who do you think will save the heroes?
Well, clearly
it's the Whale Armada.
The whales in this film are equivalent to the riders of Rohan, you know.
Right. Yeah, I didn't even think of that. Yeah.
They're going to come over come over the ridge. And
George Glenn is Theoden.
So we do have some other news, though. So we're just going to use the rest of this episode to make some slight announcements / show notes. So one, Isaac, we did commission a Colony Drop mascot to be made.
Oh.
It is a Gundam Dom girl.
A woman.
Yes, sorry. A Dom woman. Dom
woman.
So if anyone's ever familiar with MS Girls, Mobile Suit Girls, we have our own version of that now. And of course, it is the Dom Troppin, because what else would it be?
Of course. Which, as we all know, the Dom Troppin can go into space and on land.
Based on that one quick panel.
It's canon. We all saw it.
Even if they were too lazy to switch out the armor.
Yeah.
It was up there. So it was designed and drawn by Derek Pashano. I don't know how to say his last name. Pashano? He goes by Derelict84 on Instagram. He's a cartoonist / illustrator. He's done a few indie comics. I really enjoy his art, which is obviously why we chose him. So you should all go check out his art and maybe buy one of his comics. Pretty cheap. And you can see, I have changed some of our banners over to the new design. So if you see, like, if you look at our Twitter page, you can see it a little bit. However, it is a very much a, like, vertical drawing, Isaac, and a lot of the banners need a horizontal pose. So we may have to go back to him and get, like, a, I don't know, like a Jim Sniper 2 for YouTube or something, because it just, YouTube is, like, really finicky for the banner, and it just doesn't, I don't think it's going to work. But yeah, so we'll post it on our Instagram. And the issue is, listeners, we need a name for this. And Isaac came up with a few. What'd you come up with, Isaac? It was Zeon Zoe, or
I don't know, Dominica.
Dominica Dom.
Dominique.
Yeah, there you go. So listeners, what we're asking, and I'll post this on Instagram when this episode goes up, is if you want to go and either vote or pitch your own name for our mascot, and then we will reveal the one we like the best and the one we're going to go with. So please go vote on our mascot. She pilots the Dom Troppin, aka the Thick Dom. It's going to be great.
Well, the one Jim we need for, like, horizontal layouts, will it be a male called Jim or Jimmy?
That's pretty funny.
Jimenez.
Oh, boy.
He's Latino.
That's pretty good. There he goes. That's pretty good.
Him and Dominica, they really don't get along.
But we'll have to use the same, like, MS Girl, like, art. So he'll just be wearing, like, the Jim Cod piece and, like, he'll have, like, a bare midriff, you know?
That's equality.
It'll certainly be eye-opening, I'll say that.
Yeah. We'll get attention. We'll show that Sunset absolutely includes equity and equality for all.
Point number three, Isaac, is, this is a more technical note. So back in, I think it was March 1st, Google Podcast turned off its service, which is a bummer because that app was actually pretty good. I personally used that app and I was sad to see it go. Now, the issue with that is when Google shut down Google Podcasts, it converted everything to YouTube Podcasts. And this is like par for the course for Google. They have a service that works really well. They make three others to do the same thing, and then they gradually shut them off one by one for no real reason. But that's what they did here. So when they launched YouTube Podcasts, it's not like connected to Google Podcasts. It's completely separate. The way our show has been set up on YouTube is our podcast platform, Podbean, would automatically upload a video to YouTube. But now that YouTube has a podcast function, your channel can have a podcast section. And so basically there's going to be a slight change for our YouTube channel where going forward, the normal videos that you would see will be replaced by the YouTube podcast function. It looks like it just appears like a normal YouTube video to me. But right now on our channel, because I activated YouTube Podcasts for the podcast, we now have like double the videos of everything, but podcast function is separate. So you may just have to look in a little bit of a different area to find the YouTube video for the latest episode, but it should be there. So we're going to give it a try for a few weeks and give me feedback if you can't find it. But that's going to be how it works now, because that's how YouTube works now. So I think that's better than continuing to post two videos of everything.
Yeah, yeah.
And I had the option of not triggering all the old episodes on YouTube Podcasts, but I thought that would be dumb if you were a new listener and wanted to see the back catalog through YouTube Podcasts. So I did turn them all on and it re-uploaded all the videos. That's just how it's going to be. I don't think there's a really good way around it. But I'm confident that all of you will figure it out. So, right, but I will read we will read your comments either way. Just comment on either video. It doesn't matter. I will still read it. So Also, for some reason, episode 112, which was our 12 days of Gundamness, Isaac, never uploaded to YouTube because Podbean was being dumb. But it now has uploaded to YouTube through the YouTube podcast function. So if you're one of our YouTube listeners and never heard episode 112, it's now on YouTube for you to go listen to.
Nice. Good to hear. Good change.
We had a great song, Isaac.
Nothing says Christmas like May.
I'm in the spirit, personally. And probably the most exciting news. So as much as the Gundam Seed Freedom news was depressing.
Right.
In more exciting news, we can safely announce that Anime Expo 2024 has accepted our panel application to run a Gundam trivia panel presented by the Colony Drop Podcast. Hooray.
Yay.
We're going to play Gundam trivia.
Oh boy, when's this going down, Brian?
Anime Expo is traditionally always the weekend of July 4th. And our panel will be on Saturday, July 6th, from 1:30 to 2:20 in the afternoon in panel room 404 AB. So come see us. If you're in the LA area, it's at the LA Convention Center. If you're in Southern California and you can make it to Anime Expo.
If you're anywhere in the United States, actually, you should book a flight or drive. Take a train. Take multiple trains, a Greyhound, to see us in person and answer critical Gundam trivia questions.
That's right. Yeah, we would love to, you know, see some of you in person. If you do listen to the show and you're already going to go to Anime Expo, please come by to the panel. It should be a fun time. I think we're going to get a lot of people who just like Gundam and have never heard the podcast, so it's going to be fun. We're going to try to prepare questions for all series of all types.
A lot of space fascists will show up. Everybody better be in a blue Cosmo shirt. I'll just say that.
Isaac will be in full space fascist regalia.
If I see one coordinator, I'm throwing a chair from the table on stage at the coordinator. Get out!
This will be really funny because people who do listen to the show and who do go to the panel, they're going to actually get to see what we look like, Isaac. We've never posted a picture. So I wonder if they're going to be disappointed, if they're going to be like blown away. Like, I wonder if what they think we look like versus what we actually look like.
You think we should like... Have you seen those life-size Gundam costumes?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Should we show up wearing those so they still don't know what we look like?
Like a Daft Punk kind of thing? Like we never reveal our face?
Pretty much. Yeah, like, that might be kind of cool if we do that. Wow.
That could be fun.
A Dom helmet.
Can you talk through those things, though?
Why wouldn't you be able to run the panel? I know, but why wouldn't you be able to? I mean, you can talk normally in other helmets and stuff and people still hear you.
Yeah, that's true. We'll have microphones.
Ooh, this is interesting. Oh, I'm going to look into this.
All right.
But we might not do it. Maybe we'll see our faces. Maybe
it might not. Be a lot of work. I'm not sure.
Maybe we'll be behind like a screen. Like the Wizard of Oz.
So with that note, we are going to be making up a lot of questions. So listeners, if you have suggested trivia questions for Gundam Trivia at Anime Expo, please send them in, and we will try to use them to the best of our ability.
Yeah, definitely. It would also help us out, because between the two of us, Brian, there's probably an overlap in terms of series we've seen and enjoy, whereas right. other people might have like questions kind of out of left field that are pretty great, too, you know, from stuff we don't focus on too much, like a Wing question that we would never even think of because of our opinion on Wing.
The question will just be, please do your best Dermale impression.
Those are very naive ideas.
So come on by. We're going to try to have some prizes. I can't guarantee they'll be, you know, the biggest prize in the world. We're not like sponsored by anybody or anything. I guess I will try to go get some sponsors, but we'll, you know, I'm not holding my breath here. So it should be a good time. So come on by. Come see us.
Sure.
And that's kind of it, Isaac. I had one last thing that is not related to anything we talked about. Anything else you want to tell the listeners about Seed Freedom or Zeon Zoe / Dominique Dom or Anime Expo?
I'll just say this about the Expo. There better not be a single human debris.
How are you gonna test by like the cleanliness of their clothes or?
Oh, we'll know. You can smell them down the convention hallway.
Jesus,
just get out before Gjallarhorn gets here.
Cool. All right. So the last thing I wanted to mention, just news from like 4 days ago. This is not really Gundam related, but it's Tomino related. Is Sunrise did reanimate the opening and the ending and some scenes from one of Tomino-san's other animes that's very famous, Aura Battler Dunbine, which is one of my favorites and something I think we might watch one day and review on this podcast. because it's basically fantasy Gundam. It's like Gundam in a fantasy setting, so instead of piloting robots, they pilot these things called Aura Battlers, and there's still a big ship they go around in. It's a lot of fun, but they reanimated it, Isaac, in modern animation. The original show came out in after Mobile Suit Gundam, but I believe before Zeta Gundam, so they came out in 83, 84. So it looks very similar. It looks, you know, like an in-between between the two Gundam series. And it looks pretty cool. And the reason why it's really relevant to this podcast, Isaac, is because Mio / Miku, whatever, I believe she goes by Miku now, the same woman who sang Men of Destiny, Isaac, sings the opening for Aura Battler Dunbine, and it is amazing. It's always been one of my favorites. Wow. It's a regular in my rotation. So if you like Men of Destiny, you like Gundam, go check out the reanimated Aura Battler Dunbine opening, ending, and some there's some scenes in there as well. Pretty cool. So maybe they will do some more of that. They said it's part of their new Side L project, which is to like kind of reinvigorate some of their older robot shows that are, you know, probably not Gundam. So
wow, I have to check it out. It gives me Escaflowne vibes, but
it does
all that was good about it and better without all that was bad. Because let me say something, I loved Escaflowne. It was probably my introduction anime, but looking back on it now and trying to watch it again, I kind of had to stop because there were some parts where I was like, this was better in my nostalgic mind, but hearing this as like sort of a much more less romancy sounds like it's gonna be a great watch.
It's a little bit of a depressing show. It's very much
I like it already.
Kill 'em all, Tomino-san. So definitely go check that out. That was a welcome piece of news that I did not see coming.
Nice.
All right, well that's it for us today, listeners. You know, we envisioned a much longer, lengthy review with lots of thoughts, but sorry.
And if you want a simulation of how it felt in the movie theater to be enjoying a piece of content that just cuts out on you, it went something like this.
I'm so glad the podcast came back on for a few minutes. We could finally get to all those other salient points we were going to discuss.
And one more thing before we go, there's really important information we have to tell all listeners. It's about what.
I'm so depressed, Isaac.
Yeah.